surface. I'm scared of nothing. Underneath, I'm nervous. Can you reach me? So calm at the surface. Told you I'm scared of nothing. Underneath, I'm nervous. Yeah. Can you reach me?
I think a tough journey to be on whilst you're around a lot of people. I feel like I'm learning that about myself. And I don't fully really understand it yet. It hurts here, it like hurts. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, hello, hello, hello. WMFO, we are back on air. Sorry for the long change. There was a lot of things switching around. But as I said before, we are so excited to have Plum Island back on the show, one of my favorites. I was a very early fan. I saw you guys practice when I came in April. Maria took me to your guys' band practice. So we go way back, and I'm so excited to have you guys here. And your set list is so very nostalgic. I just, all these songs were like my favorite songs in early high school. So I'm personally very, very excited. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So first we have Episode 3 by Charlie Berg, a favorite. And yeah, well, do you guys want to introduce yourselves first? Maybe try to get into the vocal mic.
Yeah. So we're Plum Island. We're just a group of friends that started a band. You know, really just love to play music together. And it's, you know, it's all about the friendship and the friends we've made along the way.
Beautiful.
It's all about the power of friendship. The power of the plum.
Nice. So yeah, we have Mason. That was just Mason on lead guitar. And then we have Allie on the djembe / I don't know, anything else?
Well, I'm playing bass for like
bass guitar. We have Jake on bass and singing.
Yeah.
And then Zach on rhythm guitar, Justin on drums / like every other instrument. Is that everyone?
Kieran will be singing.
Kieran is singing. Yeah, right in front of me. Beautiful. Okay. So we got lots of switching, lots of people, but we love that. We endorse that here. Yeah. Okay. Episode 3, originally by Charlie Berg. Plum Island cover. Get into it.
Ready?
Slipping on ice makes me think of you, baby. It's cold out tonight. Got my boots, baby. Take me to your house, make me some tea. You know the way I like you, baby, leafy green. Take me to your couch, we'll watch TV. You know the way I like you, baby, episode 3. Baby, episode 3. Baby, episode 3. Shirt, baby. Let's stay in tonight, digging up some dirt, baby. When the time is right, we'll go to sleep, swimming all swallowed up in our linen sheets. When the time is right, we'll both agree that slipping on ice is what we'll always. Episode 3, baby, episode 3, baby, episode 3, let's go!
beautiful. I love Charlie Berg. All of his music is so, like, it's the epitome of bedroom pop, bedroom indie, like, very 2018. Love it, though. That was so good. So next, we have All My Loving by none other than the Beatles. Hopefully everyone knows who that is. I don't know, they're kind of underground.
If this is your first time hearing the Beatles, then we're very happy to be showing them to you.
Yeah. Okay, how are we feeling? Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Go ahead.
All right. You ready, Jake? All right. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing. And hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day. And I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true. Solo. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Kieran coming up to sing a couple songs, yeah? Come on, welcome, Kieran.
Yay, welcome, Kieran. Harvey by wow. Hers is next, and this is one of my favorite songs, like, ever. One of the first songs I learned on guitar, and I'm very, very excited for you guys to do this. And I heard you guys play this at the WMFO show last week, and it was beautifully amazing, and I just can't wait to hear it again. Basically, I'm just so excited. Yeah, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
We felt the remnants of the even me. Said Harvey, let me be the one to say, I wouldn't dream this any other way. Yeah, I get it, you wanna see who he is, where we go. Yeah, I get it, you wanna see what it is. Nobody knows what I see. Everyone thinks I'm crazy, crazy for you, oh boy. Harvey, nobody knows what I see. Nobody knows I'm waiting, waiting for you to call. Harvey, nobody knows what I see.
That was beautiful. I feel like I was actually listening to the recording. My mom was texting me. She's like, I'm crying. Like, you love this song. So I do actually love the song. But that was amazing.
Thank you.
Next, we have Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. A little vibe switch, kind of. This is very, you guys are very 2018 right now, like really kicking it back. But I'm loving it. Like, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Next,
should we? Oh. Yeah. When I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better. I wish it wasn't true. Ooh. Give me a day or two to think of something clever, to write myself a letter, to tell me what to do. Ooh. Do you read my interviews, or do you skip my avenues when you said that you were passing through? Was I even on your way? I knew when I asked you to be cool about what I was telling you. You do the opposite of what you said you do, and I'd end up more afraid. Don't say it isn't fair, you clearly weren't aware that you made me miserable. So if you really wanna know, when I away from you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better. I wish it wasn't true. You called me again, drunk in your Benz, driving. driving home under the influence. You scared me to death, but I'm wasting my breath, 'cause you only listen to yours. I don't relate to you. I don't relate to you, no, 'cause I never treat me this badly. You made me hate this city, and I don't talk about you on the internet. Never told anyone anything bad, 'cause that's just embarrassing. You were my everything, and all that you did was make me so sad. So don't waste the time I don't have, and don't try to make me feel bad. I could talk about every time that you showed up on time, but I'd have an empty life, 'cause you never did. Never paid any mind to my mother or friends, so I shut them all out for you, 'cause I was scared. You ruined everything good. Always said you were misunderstood. Made all my moments your own.
That was very passionate. Loved the buildup. We were bracing for impact there. So actually, we are going to do a little interview now, a little chit-chat, so y'all can chillax for a second and put on your headphones, the headphones that are nearest to you, so that you can hear me, and try to speak into the vocal mic. Would be amazing. But yeah, so let's have a little chat. I feel like I know you guys pretty well, but for those of you who don't know, Plum Island is mostly, you guys are all seniors, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so.
I mean, I technically have an extra semester, but basically.
So what is the plan? That might be scary for me to say. I just asked Sideways Staircase this last week and they got a little scared. But Marie is in there. She knows she was there. She got a little scared. So what's next, guys?
The plan is we're going to be rock and roll stars for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We actually have a record label in the works right now.
Plum Records?
Yeah, exactly. We're going independent, actually. I don't know. Justin actually had a Career Center appointment earlier today, so maybe you can say some words, Justin.
That's true. My parents really wanted me to do that. So hi, Mom and Dad.
Zach, any idea?
I don't know. I'm kind of nervous right now because my entire family is listening right now, and two of my best friends, and somebody special to me. So, I don't know. But let's see. Well, we've got a single in the works, and we're thinking, since we played the Beatles earlier, it wouldn't be too hard to like do just a little bit better than they did. But you know, you never know what happens.
True.
I don't think they ever played WMFO. So.
Yeah, that is true. They've never been in here, so you guys already have a leg up. And you guys are one of the bands here that does a lot of instrument switches and has a lot of versatility with your members. And even new thing, I didn't know, Allie, you now play bass. And
as of like a month ago.
So yeah. So tell me about that. How do you guys figure out who does what and how does the switching around go usually?
Well, for me at least, I just play bass on whatever songs Jake sings because he's been playing bass before that. And as far as singing goes, we just kind of figure out whose voice would sound best per song.
Yeah, that's logical. And how did you guys pick all of these songs? Like, did you go back into your like indie vibe playlist from 5 years ago and pick these songs? Or like, what was the brainstorming circle with that?
It is kind of that. We really just scroll through Spotify and trial and error a bunch of songs until something sticks. But more recently, we were trying to branch out in style and try some older stuff, older than 2018. So we're going to keep on that track.
That's
we
awesome.
Also, we have this spreadsheet that Justin creates that is the master document that we often consult.
So you guys do, I feel like most bands have like a collaborative Spotify playlist, but you guys have the spreadsheet.
We do have some, we just have a collaborative like music taste in general. So, yeah. But the spreadsheet definitely helps. It's a whole repository of every song we've ever played for every gig.
Wow. Very, very official. Yeah, you guys have been very like playing lots of stuff. You guys are everywhere. You guys played the Winter Ball, correct? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy. Awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah. So I'm so happy that you guys are really like kicking it out there. Plum Island is a household name. Anything else you guys want to share about like band dynamics? We all know you guys are like a friend group, and anything you guys want to reflect on of your time like being a band together?
Oh wow. Yeah.
Deep question.
Okay, yeah. For real, balancing this thing that started as an experiment where we weren't all seasoned musicians at all. You know, it's evolved a lot. We kind of constantly have to balance what we want as a band, what each of us want. There's all these different perspectives. Basically, all of us want to sing. But yeah, really striking that balance is kind of a constant process, but that's the process that we embrace. Mm-hmm. And something that I feel that we all are all kind of feeling recently is we're kind of hitting our stride in this form of the band. Every single semester we've had this band has been a new form with either new members or members missing, whatever it is. But now it's like Plum Island Ultimate with a total of 7 members.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to our keyboardist, Emma, who couldn't make it today. We miss you very much. And yeah, we love you.
Shout out, Emma. Beautiful.
Yep.
And one last little question. Has there been any beef? Any band friendship beef? Like, does the band get in the way of your guys' friendship? Maybe this is going to cut deep, but I don't know. Has there been any, like... Because I feel like that might be a given. Or are you guys, like, totally... totally good all the time?
I think the band honestly brings us together through the beef.
Like, as much as that's saying, like, not everything's perfect and as a friend group, but like we come together at the end of the day and we make music, and like there's nothing better than that. And so like even if like somebody's not feeling the best or like there's some kind of conflict, like we're able to really bring it back in and play music. And so yeah, the band's a little bit, it's pretty special to all of us in that way.
That's great. I love that. Music brings people together, guys. For real. Okay. Well, thank you for chatting. We are going to do a very short PSA. You guys can kind of get settled for a second. And then we'll be back with Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, originally by Kitch the Elephant. So yeah, Alec, you can switch to a short PSA and then bring us back.
Thank you, Kim. This is Numbers to Think About, Bitcoin Energy Costs. Did you know a single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days? Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than 2 iPhone 12s. This was Numbers to Think About from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you, Kim.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful PSA, as always. So yeah, we have Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, Cage the Elephant. I saw them in concert. It was great. A long, long time ago. But yeah. Are y'all ready?
One second. Justin's making his way to the drum set. We're simultaneously, he's producing a documentary involving our band and trying to film it and be, like you said, a multi-instrumentalist. So just hang in there with us. Play you some music.
When out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Oh, could you use a little company? And if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, oh, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. And no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back. No, you know, I wish I could. But no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm just walking down the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he cut them up behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. You try to make a move, I won't think twice. I said, well, you can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask. What makes you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. For free. And no, I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though, you know, I wish I could. But no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Sitting in my house, the day was winding down and coming to an end. So I turned on the TV, I flipped it over to the news, and what I saw I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a piece of man, God, she's taking money from the church. He stuck his bank account with my dollar bills. But in the end, it's all the same, and yeah, you know I can't say much because we all seek out to satisfy those bills. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on cheese. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. You know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. You know I wish I could, but no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Love the ending. Love, love, love. That's all I have to say. Next, similar vibe, Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. Also, little Jake, please, can you put the mic on the mic stand?
Oh, sure.
Just because...
Yeah, sorry, we took it off.
No, it's totally okay. We forgot to tell you. Sometimes we have issues with the mic when it's not on the mic stand.
Weird.
But thank you so much. Yeah, Where Is My Mind by the Pixies, and then we're switching to a little more surf rock vibe after that, so stay tuned.
yeah. Except for little bitch, said they can't get to me. They try to talk to me, go, go.
Pixies, love, amazing. Okay, next, Brazil by Declan McKenna. Mm-hmm. Shout out Kenzie, shout out Maria. This song reminds me of my sister and all my sister's friends because they were so cool and they listened to Declan McKenna. So shout out Maria. She can't hear me right now, but tell her I shouted her out.
We're doing a really quick rotation.
Okay, go ahead. Beautiful. And then after Brazil, we have Blue Boy by Mac DeMarco. And then we're done with Plum Island, so sadly. But hopefully we'll have him back on the show later in the semester. I'm trying to get all the seniors back on the show again late next semester as a commemoration. Are y'all ready? Maybe. Almost. Okay, go ahead when you're ready, Brazil.
See, that wasn't too bad.
Sorry, everyone. Some technical switching issues. We have Justin on the lead guitar right now, so yeah. Brazil, go ahead.
All right, let's play some music. Thank you.
Everybody plays a beautiful game where I'm in Brazil, and it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game where I'm in Brazil, cause everybody plays a beautiful game where I'm in Brazil, and it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? But it is Donner, it was so with six cars and a grizzly bear. He got eyes, but he can't see. Well, he talks like an angel, but it looks like me. Oh no, I heard it is down in river so well. With six cars and a grizzly bear. He got eyes, but he can't see. Well, talks like an angel, but it looks like me.
Love, love, love. Such a great song. Okay, don't have a lot of time left, so we have Blue Boy by Mac DeMarco. Just to go right ahead.
Let's do it. Want to give a very fast shout out to Mason on the drums.
I forgot how to do a buzz roll. So
oh my gosh. I didn't even know Mason was on drums right now.
I learned how to do a buzz roll for this song 2 days ago, and this is the second time I'm doing it. So I'm practicing right now.
Wow, good job.
I think it'll work out.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's get it going. Calm yourself, Justin.
Tingling. Justin wrapped himself in wires.